Very much, Chairman. To begin with, we would like to thank the chair of MX5 for the way in which she conducted the meetings of the expert group and for her report, which she presented to us for her consideration. The debates that have taken place over recent years in the framework of MX5 have recalled that though states parties to BWC are convinced of the need to strengthen the convention on the institutional front, they are divided as to how to go about it. Switzerland is in favour of the principle of the convention being based on the legally binding framework in order to ensure full compliance, but we note that the conditions do not seem to be met at this stage in order to begin negotiations on such an optional or additional protocol. Therefore, we believe it is essential to move forwards in a pragmatic way. There are several areas in which swift action is possible. I would therefore like to highlight the following issues in relation to this. It is important to strengthen the intersessional process during the Ninth Review Conference with a view to increasing its efficiency. The attribution of specific powers to the annual meeting of states parties is a crucial element. This week, again, we are able to see how important such a delegation of authority would be. Moreover, a set of measures should be adopted by the review conference in order to strengthen the capacity of the intersessional process to deal with substantive issues. As we have already highlighted this week, this is particularly relevant to improving the review of scientific and technological developments in the context of the convention. Moreover, practical measures can be taken by the review conference in order to build the convention's capacities on various levels. Work aimed at improving the operation of Article 7 are such that we really need to build on what has been done in recent years. It would also be possible to take decisions that would enable us to strengthen confidence-building measures or the way in which we approach Article 10. Efforts undertaken outside the BWC can also help to strengthen the convention and its implementation. In particular, this is true for Article 6 and the Secretary-General's mechanisms aimed at investigating alleged uses of biological or chemical weapons. Switzerland is deeply committed to this instrument. We therefore would like to recall that any state party to the BWC can use and activate this mechanism if it deems necessary. Article 6 of the Convention stipulates that a state party can file a complaint with the Security Council. The essential word, the key word in this article, is may, and that also suggests that there are other mechanisms that are available to states parties, including the Secretary General's mechanisms. I'd like to also raise financial issues and the ISU. As regards the financial side of things, we are concerned by the fact that many states parties continue to have arrears, and we urge them to meet their payment obligations as soon as possible. We would like to thank the chairmanship for the suggestion as to how to pay arrears after the accounts have been closed, as indicated in paragraph 21 of the report on the financial situation, and we fully support this. On the implementation support unit, the ISU plays a crucial role in the proper functioning of the convention. It is worth considering how we can strengthen the ISU during the review conference. Given that the review conference has been postponed, an urgent measure should be taken in the short term, namely the extension of the ISU's mandate until the conference. It is essential to take a decision to that end before the end of this week. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your statement.